We'll wait another minute or two and we will begin. Okay. So we left off yesterday in the middle of a world famous sugya, Iser Chalal Iser, famous topic. So there's a machlekes hatanoim, whether is there such a din, Ein Iser Chalal Iser. We assume there is a rule, and every rule has an exception to the rule. So there is a rule in Tosfos. Tosfos shows that it's long down from a pasuk, and it's the question, which is the pasuk? Tosfos in Perek Kol HaBasar in Chulin. So there is a din that's derived from a pasuk that Ein Iser Chalal Iser, and there are three the way we pass on Halacha, there are three exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is in Iser Basachas. If the two Iser Machal simultaneously, you can't say the second Iser can't be superimposed on top of the first. They both Chal simultaneously. What are you going to say? Neither is Chal. So it's Mutal Lagamre. It does make sense. So they're both Chal. So that we understand. So in addition to the Iser Basachas, that the two Iser Machal, there are another two exceptions to the rule. One is an Iser Moisif and one is an Iser Koil. So let's take Isa Moisef, an easy din. Let's say I have an animal, a live animal. So the chelev in the animal is asa b'achila. When I magdish the animal, the whole animal is also asa b'achila. It's eiv menachai, or it's eina zvucha. Okay, whatever. When I magdish the animal, the whole animal becomes asa b'hano. So Tosfos says, since originally the animal was only behemah b'chaya b'cheskas Yisrael medes, the animal while it's alive is also b'achila. Either the top Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amaral, top Tosfos claims that there's an Iser Asay, that it says in the Chumash that when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were, this Rabbi Akiva holds, they were permitted to eat b'sar nechira. They didn't require all the hilchos shechita. They needed nechira simanim and atzavar, but all the chumash al chashchita didn't apply. So you were allowed in the midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, you would be permitted to take a saw and cut off the neck. If you shoot the animal and it bleeds to death, that's going to be an Isa Nevela. The Isa Nevela was given in Maimon HaSinai. So you needed shchita, but the shchita didn't need all the hilcha shchita that are required later. Then the chumash says, when we will come to Eretz Yisrael, v'amarta echla basar, you'll be interested in eating meat, kisava napshecha lechol basar, because you have a desire, kisava napshecha lechol basar, b'chalavis napshecha tizbach v'achalta basar. V'zavachta kashet zivisicha. That's what it says. So the Gemara says on that phrase, kashet zivisicha malameid, what's the lashon? Shenitz tava Moshe Rabbeinu. I think al chomish shel chashchita. That is halach al Moshe Misina al chomish shel chashchita. Shehi drasa halod hagrama v'yikar. So after they crossed over the Yarden, they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's when the all the hilchos shechita took effect. So the pasuk says bezavachta kasher tzivisicha. So Tosfos understands from that lashon of the pasuk. The Gemara says there is a Gemara in the first parak on Chulin. If you have an animal and you shechted it and you have a suffix whether the shechita was done properly or not, so do you say the animal is becheskas heter or the animal is becheskas iser? Or is it no chazoka? So the Gemara says, no, behemah b'chaya, becheskas iser emetis. A live animal is also b'achila. Ad sheivorolach b'men nishchato, until you know for sure that it was nishchato properly. If you would have just said that shechita is a din deraisa, and the vela is an isa deraisa, and you have a suffix if you shechted it properly or not, and suffix deraisa lechumra, then if you go ahead and you eat it in a suffix deraisa, you wouldn't get malchus. Suffix deraisa lechumra, it's also mi suffix, but you don't get malchus. But now the Rav Huna says, no, behema b'chaya b'ches kasisa I met us. So it's b'ches kasisa. So if you have a suffix whether the shechita was done properly, it's also b'toras vada, and he will get malchus. If he eats this animal, which is a suffix shchuta, suffix ein shchuta, he will get malchus, al pi pashtus, because b'ches kasisa I met us. So the question is, why is it behema b'ches kasisa I met us? So Rashi says on that Gemara in the first parak in Chulin, Om Rabuna, Behema Bechaya Becheskas Yisra Emeris. So Rashi says, it's an Isa Eid Venachai. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they say, but now the animal is dead. Now for sure it's not Eid Venachai. The animal is dead, can't be Eid Venachai. Now it's a suffix, is it an Avela or not? So why is it Becheskas Yisra Eid Venachai? There's no Isa Eid Venachai now. That's not a Cheskas Yisra. Furthermore, Tosfos asks, There is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and the end of Perek Gin Anasha, that's towards the end of Chulin. Perek, the last daf from Perek Gin Anasha, there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When is the Issa Eiv Menachai Chal? So Reish Lakish is of the opinion a live animal that's walking around on a farm, a live cow, a live goat, is a bundle of Eiv Menachais. And we don't paskin like we. That's called behemah b'chayeh loivar meimedus. The live animal is a bundle of all bunch of eiv menachais. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan behemah b'chayeh lav loivar meimedus. A live animal is not a bundle of eiv menachais. It does become an eiv menachai until you detach it. If you detach a limb from the animal, then it becomes eiv menachai. Because man, the animal is walking around, everything is attached. It's not yet the nisa eiv menachai. So how can you say behemah b'chayeh loivar? How can you say behemah b'chayeh b'cheskas Yisrael medes? We paskin like Rav Huna's memra. Behemah b'chayeh b'cheskas Yisrael medes. And if you have a sofik in shchita, and then you go ahead and then you eat it, it's not sofik. Not only sofik deraisa luchum. It's worse than that. It's b'cheskas Yisrael. It's also b'taras vada, and he gets malchus. So that's the kasha. Why? What's the cheskas Yisrael? Can't be eiv menachai. So Tosis there disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis said the same as they say over here. Tosis says, no, the Pasuk says when you come there, it's Israel. You will have a desire to eat flesh. And then it says, you should shecht in accordance with the kashet tzivisicha. As I told you, all the halachas l'moshe misina. Kashet tzivisicha often has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. Like the pasuk in the end of today's sedra, in the end of Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibur at Maimon HaSinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says now, Alei Alei HaHora, Ve'etan Luchos Luchos HaEben, I'll give you the Aseres HaDibur engraved. So far in Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just proclaimed, he proclaimed the Aseres HaDibur. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the Luchos, And engraved on the lucha is going to be Aseres HaDibur. So it says, Halei Alei Ha'ara, Vetlachos Lucha 7, Bahatorah. So the Gemara understands Bahatorah means the rest of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. The HaMitzvah refers to Torah Shebal Peh. Zu HaMishneh, Mishneh is Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Kosafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. And the Horosah means Gemara, out of Paskan Shilas. That's how the Gemara interprets that pasuk. Alei alei ha'hara, v'et l'chos luchos ha'eden, kama v'ha'torah, the rest of the chamishah chamishah Torah, kama v'ha'mitzvah, and the Torah Shebal Peh. Asher kasapti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. Everything, all the ideas that appear in Nevi'im Uksuvim were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu Har-Sinai. And the Ho'irah Sam refers to how to the kloli ha'psak and the Gemara, how to come to a final maskan. So there also, the Gemara understands the word HaTorah v'HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. So here also v'zavachta kashet tzivisicha. So Tosfos here, top Tosfos on Lamed Vav and Aleph, and the Tosfos in the first Perek in Chulin, and the Tosfos in Shavuos on Daf Chof Dalet Lamed Aleph. They have on this side of the Gemara this Reb Shimon's comment. Echon Dvela B'yom Kippur and Pirz and Shavuos. So there's an important Tosfos there as well. Here they tell you on the side. At the end of the top tesis on Lamed Vav and Aleph, there's a note on the margin, Ayin tesis Chulin, Ayin tesis Shavuos, Chav Dal and Lamed Aleph, Ayin Sham. So that's an important tesis. The tesis thinks that included in that pasuk was Avachta Kasher Tzivisich, there's implicit, is an Isar Asay. If you eat an animal that didn't have a proper Shechita, there's an Isar Asay. If it's an Avela, there's a Lois Asay. But an animal that's alive doesn't have an Isra Nevela, but Behema Bechaya, Becheskas Yisrael Medes, has an Isra Asay of Eina Zvucha. Has an Isra Asay of Eina Zvucha. That's why Behema Bechaya. Then Tosis writes, they're not so sure about that pshat. Is that really true? Does the Pasuk imply an Isra Asay? Let's say the Torah says we should put on tefillin every day, we should recite Kriyashma. So if a day goes by and you didn't say Kriyashma, there's an Isra Asay. No, it's a Kiyam Asay. It's not an Isar Asay. It's not so easy to figure out when you have a Pasuk. You say, we spoke when we, the first year before the first day of the yeshiva. So I mentioned Rab Soloveitchik's introductory shiur to Pesachim, that the Pasuk says, ach bayam rishon tashbisu. So is tashbisu a kiyama mitzvah, a kiyama say, or is it an isra say, or is it both? So we assume tashbisu is an isra say. We had the Tosfos over here in the Chofs. The Tosfos says tashbisu means you're not allowed to eat here. The top Tosfos on Chof Ches on the base. Even according to Reb Shimon, there was Machlek Zabud Reb Shimon. Is there an isra lav if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? So the Gemara said, there are three psukim that say the same thing, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So Reb Yudah says one pasuk goes during the 7 days of Pesach, one pasuk goes on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There's an Iser lav, not to eat chametz. Whoever eats chametz gets malchus. And the third pasuk goes on chametz she'obra ola Pesach. It's not a penalty, Medrabbanan. It's a diminator that all chametz in the world that exists on Pesach is aser, and it remains aser li'anavot. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says all the three psukim go chametz bit Pesach. Chametz shavala Pesach is only an isa de rabbanon because they're penalty because he violated by yirah by matzei. Chametz are Pesach after chatzos. There's no lav. It's only an isa rasei. It says tashbisu. You should destroy it. So tashbisu is a kiyum mitzvah. We say a bracha. She'kashan tason al bi'ah chametz. We recite the bracha before we do bedika. Because bedika is going to lead up to the beer, going to lead up to the destroying of the chametz. So the fact that you recite the bracha al beer chametz is an indication that tashbisu is a kiyum mitzvah. But in addition to being a kiyum essay, it's also an iser essay that it implies you're not allowed to eat chametz after chatzos. And some rishonim said not only in according to Reb Shimon that there's no lav. He doesn't agree with Reb Yudah that there's a lav. He holds only an Isar Asay. So if he comes there at Pesach, he's not like it. But he holds not only that some Rishonim held, not only also Bachil, it's also Bahanua also. Based on our Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. In our Gemara would appear a son of Tanakama, that according to Reb Shimon, it becomes Osa Bachila et Chatzos and Erev Pesach, but it doesn't become Os Mahanua till Minatora, till Pesach night. That's a simple reading of our Gemara. So we said when we learned Chav Chesam and Beis, a whole group of Rishonim seemed not to have had that line in the Gemara. They didn't have that girsa. The Ran, the Chidush Ran, by the same author as the Ran on the Rif, same Ran, a lot of times word for word exactly the same. So the Ran did have the girsa, so somehow he drays out of it, and he interprets the Gemara that even according to Reb Shimon, there is an Isar Asay, but there's no Isar the Kayem. Chametz, no prohibition. There's no iser eser to keep chametz in your possession and not Torah. It's only midirabbanon. And then a third opinion in Rishonim was no. According to Reb Shimon, all three iser achila, the iser hanoah, and the iser lekaimo. You're not allowed to keep it in your possession. All three are included in the iser asay. So sometimes you have psukim. It's hard to tell whether it's an iser asay or it's just a kiyum asay. So this pasuk says there's a rachta kasher tzivisicha. So Tosfos suggests, maybe Rav Huna says, Behemah b'chayeho, b'ches kasi soy medah, that if you have a sofik in shchita, not only is it also, but there are sofik deraisa l'chumra. No, you get malchus on it, because the animal is b'ches kasi sir. So we paskin it's a b'toras of adai, that he's loike because of nevela. So Tosfos claims that the ches kasi sir is not Eid Menachai, like Rashi wrote, it's rather the Ches Kasis or Enos Vucham. And then Tosfos says, they're not so sure. Tosfos and Shavuos Chavdan says, they're not so sure. Maybe there is no Iser Enos Vucham. But that's what Tosfos thinks, that there is an Iser Enos Vucham. So again, so there is a rule. There is a Machleg Zatanaim. Is there such a rule? Ein Iser Chalal Iser. We assume there is such a rule. But every rule has an exception to the rule. So this din, Einisa Chalalisa, has three exceptions to the rule. One exception everybody has to agree to. If it's Isa Basach has two Isa Machal simultaneously, then they're both Chal. You can't, Hey Menai Matkis, which one are you going to say? Is Chal, which one is not Chal? You have to say they're both Chal. So that's an Isa Basach. Then there's another Isa Moisif. If the second Isa adds on much more than the first Isa. Let's say, according to the text, the first Isa, a live animal is Einos Vucham. The animal, while it's walking around, is Einos Vucham. But then when you magdish it, not only is it Osa Bachila, it's Osa Bahanah, because Hegdish. So that you're adding a whole new dimension of Isa. That's Isa Chalal Heter. Before it was Mutta Bahanra, now it becomes that. That's, you can't say Ein Isa Chalal Isa. The second Isa is much more inclusive than the first Isa. So that's an Isa Moisif. Fine. Isa Moisif. And then there's a third exception to the rule. That's a Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. The third exception to the rule is if it's an Isa Kailo. Nisa Kailo means I have Nevela. It was Nevela before. I have a house full of non-kosher food. So when it comes Yom Kippur, so all the food in the world becomes Asa. So the Isa Yom Kippur is Chal on all the kosher food. Can the Isa Yom Kippur be Chal on Trefa food, on non-kosher food? I ought to say, Ein Isa Chal al Isa. So then it's going to come out that Isa Yom Kippur is only Chal on some food in the world and other food not. So that doesn't make any sense. The Isa Yom Kippur should be a sweeping Isa, all food in the world. So that's what the we paskin against Rabbi Shimon Migu, since the second Isa, namely Yom Kippur. I have a house full of non-kosher food. The second Isa, Yom Kippur, was chal on all the kosher food in the world. And it can't be chal on chatzoyin. It doesn't make sense that it's only chal on non-kosher, only chal on kosher food, not chal on non-kosher food. So Migu, that it's chal on the kosher food, it's also chal on the non-kosher food. So that's a we paskin. That Isa, Chal al Isa, that's called an Isa Koilo. Since the second Isa, namely when it comes Leil Yom Kippur, Tzeisar Kachavim, Erev Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur sets in, so all the food in the world becomes Aser, so even the non-kosher food also has an Isa Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He agrees that there is a din of Isa Moisif, because that's Isa Chal al Isa. He certainly agrees it's an Isa Basachas, Hey Minai Mafkis, which one are you going to throw out? But he disagrees as far as Isa Kailo. Just because the second Isa of Yom Kippur includes really kosher and non-kosher is not a valid reason why I should say Isa Chalal Isa. The Isa Yom Kippur is only chal on the kosher food. It's not chal on a non-kosher food. So there's a fascinating tshuva in Nadi Behuda. Nadi Behuda was a rabbi, and he gave sermons, and he wrote tshuvas. And he was a Rosh Hashiva, and he gave Pilpulim on Rambams and on Gemaras. And he was excellent in all three areas. We have a collection of several volumes of drushes of the Nadi Behuda, and then you have the Tshuvas of the Nadi Behuda, and then you have Pilpulim for the Nadi Behuda that he said in Gemara, explaining Gemara. So the Nadi Behuda has a Tshuva that's very questionable. He says like this. Let's say there's a chayla mesukan on Shabbos, and you have to do something to save his life. You have to be mechal Shabbos. So there are two ways to save his life. You can either do an avera deraisa, a melacha deraisa to save his life, drive him to the hospital, or you can have a guy drive him to the hospital. You'll go along, and the guy is a taxi cab driver, will drive him to the hospital. So if you have a goy, take him to the hospital. You're only in violation of an Isa de Rabbanan, Amir al-Nachri. If you drive him to the hospital, we assume driving an automobile on Shabbos is an Isa de Raisa of Havara. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He says he thinks that driving an automobile on Yontif is only an Isa de Rabbanan, Molid Eish Mechorosh, but driving an automobile on Shabbos is a Melocha de Raisa because there's no heter achon, there's no heter tzorcha yom tzas. So it's a violation of Havara. So if you can save the person's life in one of two ways, you can save his life either by driving yourself or by having a goy easily. There's a goy here. There's a taxi cab waiting already. So why violate an Isa deraisa? So the Gemara has a rule. In the end of Yuma, there's long discussion. Let's say a person is in a Rachmana Litzlan. He's in a concentration camp. And they give him tray for food to eat. So if he doesn't eat the food, he's going to die from malnutrition. So he has no choice. He has to eat. He has to, as it is, even if he eats the food, many of the Jews died from malnutrition. The Nazis didn't give enough food. So let's say he has a choice. He can either eat nevela or he can eat tevel. He has a choice. Both choices, that's what we call a dilemma. When all the alternatives are no good. He has a choice either to eat nevela, or to eat basa b'cholov, or to eat tevel. So tevel is misa b'dei shamayim, if it's real tevel deraisa. Nevela and basa b'cholov is only alav. So the Gemara has a klal, when you have to be doiche, when pikuach nefesh is doiche, isuri achila, machila mosa, we feed the choyle mesukan, hakal tchila. you try to have him violate the lesser of the two evils. Machila masa akal akal tchila. So what's akal akal? So let's say you have chelev and you have tevel. So tevel is misa b'dei shamayim, chelev is kores. So which is worse? So the Bavli says, the Gemara, the last daf of my cotton says, that kores is considered worse than misa b'dei shamayim. Kores, the Gemara says, in principle, a person should die by the age of 50. Misa b'dei shamayim, the person should die in principle by the age of 60. Tosis points out there, what do you mean? Everybody who is chayiv kores, or mechalel Shabbos chayiv kores, they all die by the age of 50. We know a lot of people, mechalel Shabbos, they don't die by 50. Tosis says, maybe they gave tzedakah, maybe they did a schus, whatever. But officially, that's what kores means. Kores means supposed to die by 50. Misa b'dei shamayim is supposed to die by 60. So according to the Bavli, kores is worse than misa b'dei shamayim. That may be the Avnei Miluim, authored by the Ksos HaChoshen on Eben Ezra. Avnei Miluim on the first page, I think, quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi may be of the opinion that misa b'dei shamayim is considered more chomer than kores. But we don't assume like that. We assume like the Bavli that kores is worse than misa b'dei shamayim. So if the chayla has to eat some food, he's been starving for the last couple of days, and he has to eat some food to stay alive, and he has an option, he has a choice, either to eat the chayla, which is kores, or to eat tevel, which is misa b'dei shamayim. So misa b'dei shamayim is the lesser of the two evils. So that's machila mosa hakal hakal tchila. And the Gemara has a whole long discussion about various isurim. On the isurim derais, isurim derabanan, which is the kal and which is the chomer. So the Nadi Yehuda has an interesting tshuva. A chayla mesukan has to eat on Yom Kippur. So should he eat, should we recommend he should eat kosher food? Maybe we should recommend he should eat trefa food. So he writes, l'chayre, it's shaloi kaloche. He writes, if we'll give him kosher food, so the kosher food was kosher, it just has an isa Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is an isa kares. But if you give him trefa food, so let's say it's nevela or basa b'cholov, so it has an isa lav, but since ein isa chalalisa, so the isa Yom Kippur is not chal, so the trefa food is the kalakal tchila, because the trefa food only has a lav, it doesn't have kores, because ein isa chalalisa, but the kosher food has an isa kores to it, so it's better, the chayla mesukan, should, if you have a choice, if he has to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor said if he doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, he may die. Doesn't mean he's going to die, drop dead on the spot. He may die earlier than otherwise. That's also called a far-fetched, in the future, it's also called far-fetched suffix sakana, that he may die like this. He may really live to the age of 120. Like this, he may die the day before his 120th birthday. So that's called pikuach nefesh. We don't assume like that because so many other things can happen. So it's highly unlikely that the fact that he's fasting on Yom Kippur is going to cause him to die a day earlier. Highly unlikely. But if that would be the case, even in a distant future, if the doctors say that fasting on Yom Kippur will cause the person to die earlier than otherwise, even if it's another 20 years, that's called a suffix sakana. So you eat on Yom Kippur. I remember I met a man, he had remarried, his first wife died. So he told me that his first wife was deathly sick, and I think she had cancer. And they asked, so the shaila was whether she had a fast on Yom Kippur. So the rabbis asked the doctors, if she fasts on Yom Kippur, will she die? So the doctor said, no, she's not going to die. So the rabbi told the woman she has to fast on Yom Kippur. So he said his wife didn't die on the spot. He thinks that the doctor misunderstood the rabbi's question. The doctor thought, will she die on the spot? So the doctor said, no, she's not going to drop dead on the spot from fasting Yom Kippur. But he says fasting Yom Kippur weakened her more than she was weakened before. And he can swear that she died earlier than otherwise because she was weakened because she fasted on Yom Kippur. So that's talking not right. That's called, even if it's a suffix that maybe this will extend her life another couple of days, another couple of weeks, another couple of hours, even if it's just a suffix. Unless it's a far-fetched suffix. Some doctors say that whenever you fast, it's going to cause you to die a few hours earlier than otherwise. So that's ridiculous. Like this, I would have lived to 120. And because I fasted on Yom Kippur, so that's why I'm going to die earlier. I'm probably going to die early because of other complications, overweight, underweight, whatever, some other problem. It's not going to be because I fasted on Yom Kippur. That's highly unlikely. But if there is such a possible concern that because of fasting on Yom Kippur, he's not going to drop dead on the spot, but he will die earlier than otherwise, there is such a reasonable concern, that's also called pikuach nefesh. Doesn't have to be immediate pikuach nefesh. In the future, it's also called the safek pikuach nefesh. So the Nevi Yehuda has this tshuva. He says, when a cholei mesukan has to eat on Yom Kippur, rather than give him kosher food, the cholei is going to be violating the issukoris of Yom Kippur, it's preferable you should give him trefa food, since ein issa chalal iser, so it doesn't have the issukoris of Yom Kippur, it only has the issa lav of nevelo trefa. That's a nice, interesting tshuva that the Nevi Yehuda writes. That would have been valid tshuva if the din would be like Reb Shimon. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, because any Yisra Chalalisa, even Ayidei Kailo. But we pass an Yisra Chalalisa, Ayidei Kailo. So if you're going to eat the Nevela food on Yom Kippur, you'll be in violation of both Yisurim, a violation of Nevela and Yom Kippur. If you eat the kosher food, you'll only violate the Yisra Yom Kippur. If you eat the Nevela food, we pass an Yisra Chalalisa, Bekailo, so you violate both. So the Kala Kal Tchila is to eat the kosher food, not to eat the trefa food. That's a very strange tshuva in the Nevi Yehuda. He has a whole tshuva, halacha lemaisa, but it's wrong. I'll be pashtun, because we don't paskan like Rab Shimon. We paskan like the Chachamim. That's a problem. So here, this is the Gemara quoted Rab Shimon. What they quoted for? Because the Mishnah says, if you eat matzah shel tevel, the Mishnah says, and the Braisa repeats it, the last narrow line on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, right before the lines become wide, Tana Rabbanu Yochel Yetzi Adam Dechavasa B'Tevel. If you eat Matzah Shel Tevel, Tama Loima, no. Why? Because there's a Hekesh. In the same pasuk it says, you're not allowed to eat Chometz B'Pesach. You're obligated to eat Matzah. We assume that there's a link, there's a connection between the two. So what is the connection? So we say, you can only be Yetzi Matzah if the nature of the flour is such, it was made from the one of the chameshes mini dogan, that theoretically, if you would have let it rise, it would have turned into chametz. Only if it's boli de chimutz. If it's not boli de chimutz, then you're not yotzei matzah. So then the Gemara said, but even if it is boli de chimutz, it has to be boli de isa chimutz. So if the matzah is shel tevel, so it already has an iser on it, the flour is shel tevel, everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel until you mafresh tumas amaisus. So if you have flour of tevel and you make matzah out of it, so if you would have not baked it quickly, if you would let it rise, it would turn into chametz. It will be bolid de chametz, but it won't be bolid de isa chametz, because ein isa chal al isa. What do you mean? When Pesach enters, the isa chametz is chal on everything that happens to be chametz. So the Issa Chametz is Chal on otherwise kosher mini dogon, and it's also Chal on the non-kosher, on the Tevel. Why? That's Issa Kailo. That's the Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. According to Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Issa Kailo. So according to Reb Shimon, when Pesach enters, the Issa Chametz is only Chal on the kosher flour. It's not Chal on the non-kosher flour. Ein Issa Chal al Issa. So if you eat that flour, you won't have an Issa Chametz. You just have an Issa Tevel. You'll have an Issa Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim if you eat Tevel. But you won't have an Issa Koris of Chametz. What's the difference? Asar is Asar. So Rashi says, no. If you eat Chametz B'Shoigeg, so whoever violates an Aver B'Shoigeg, the nature of the Aver is such, if he would have violated Aver B'Mezid, it would have been chayv kores, a kosher zana kores, is she gigosa chatas. You have to bring a korban chatas. So that's the question here. The person eats chametz, that's tevel. It was tevel before Pesach, and then Pesach comes, it becomes chametz. So is he chayv kores? So if he ate this chametz b'shoigig, he'll be chayv chatas. Or do you say no? Ein isa chalalisa afila ide koil. Even though the Issa Chametz is chal on all the kosher flour, but it's not chal on the non-kosher flour, on the tevel flour. The Issa Chametz is not chal. So that's the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan. Fine. So again, so we pass on halacha. There is a rule in Isa Chalalisa, but there are three exceptions to the rule. Isa Basachas, Isa Moisif, and Isa Koilo. And Reb Shimon doesn't agree with the Isa Koilo. So Reb Shimon makes this statement, Hochon Nebele, Miyama Kippurim, Potter Allah means Potter, if he ate it, Bishoigeg, he's Potter, that's how Rashi says, Hochon Nebele, Bishoigeg, Potter Michatos. Because Ein Isa Chalalisa, this Yom Kippur is not Chal. So Rashi and all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. That's only true. The statement of Rab Shimon, he should have said, if the animal was an Nevela before Yom Kippur came, so already had an Isa Nevela before Yom Kippur enters. What if the animal dropped dead on Yom Kippur? What if Nisnabla di Yom Kippur? So then the Isa Nevela and Isa Yom Kippur are Chal b'Vasachas. So why does Reb Shimon just make a flat statement? Even if it's Nisnabla bo bayom. Why? If Nisnabla bo bayom, so that's why Rashi raises the question, Vim bo bayom Nisnabla, what if it became an Avela? An Yom Kippur, afilu hochi, hoisa asura kodem Yom Kippurim, mishum evim and achai. That's the funny Rashi. That's why Rashi interpreted in the Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin, that Amar Avuna Behema Bechaya Becheska Sisa Emeres. Rashi says Becheska Sisa Eben Achai. That's what Tosis and Chulin asks on Rashi. It's not true because we pass on like the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, the last daf in Perek Yid Anasha, that a live animal doesn't have any Sisa Eben Achai. That's called Behema Bechaya Lav Leivor Emeres. It only becomes an Eben Achai when you detach the limb from the animal while it's alive. But if the animal is walking around, while it's like walking around, you didn't detach any limbs. It's not a bundle of a package of Eid Menachais. It doesn't become an Eid Menachai until you detach it. But Rashi holds not so. Rashi is writing like Rish Lakish. We don't pass like Rish Lakish. The Gemara says in the many disputes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, it seems that the later generation, they took a vote to decide what's the consensus. So the Ruba of the cases, the consensus was like Rabbi Yechonan, except for three cases where the din is like Rish Lakish. This is not one of the three cases. Isa Chalalisa by Isa Evim and Achai, whether Behema Bechel or Evoim and Madis or not. That's not one of the three exceptions to it. The din is not like Rish Lakish. Din is like Rabbi Yechanan. Behema Bechel or Lavle Evoim and Madis. That Rashi is problematic. Rashi is problematic. So that's what Tosis asks on Rashi. Afila Naniach. Even if you'll assume, like Rashi learns, that the animal, while it was alive, is a bundle of Eid Menachais, but the animal dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, so it's no longer an Eid Menachai. So now it's not an Eid Menachai. So now the Isa Nevela with the Isa Yom Kippur are both chal simultaneously. So that's Tosus Kasha, the Kasha Liri, the third line in the Tosus. Dokipoka Isa Eid Menachai, when the animal drops dead, so it's no longer an Eid Menachai. Everybody agrees that Isa Chalal Isa Basachas, Hey Menai Matkis, which one are you going to throw out? They're both called simultaneously. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. That's a very strong Kasha on Rashi. What can you possibly say to understand the Rashi? What does it help that the animal had an Isa Mechayim, had the Isa Ev Menachai Mechayim, so on Leil Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur was not chal on this animal, but then on Yom Kippur, when the animal dies, the Issa Eid Menachai disappears. And now the two Issurim of Nevela and Yom Kippur should be chal simultaneously. It's a strong kasha that Tosfos has in Rashi. So some suggested the following chiddush, a fantastic chiddush. We have a din of Muktzah. The din of Muktzah are all mid the Rabbanim. Fine. At least Muktzah letiltel, that you're not allowed to handle Muktzah. Muktzah lachila, Rashi's opinion is, all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that there's an Issa, Muktzah zasa bachila, so Rashi holds Muktzah lachila is an Issa deraisa. But Muktzah letiltel, that's only the Rabban. So we have a din in Hilchas Muktzah, if something was Muktzah ben Hashmashes, migid is katzada ben Hashmashes, is katzoy l'kol yom. Whatever was muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos, ben Hashmas, the beginning tchilas ayam of Shabbos, remains muktzah throughout Shabbos, even though the sibas ha-haktzah disappeared. Even though the reason why it was muktzah went away, But nonetheless, whatever was Muktzeh ben Hashmashes. So there's there were 100 years ago, there were two Geoinim Adirim, two Chassidish Rebbes had a big machloikis. Sochatshava Rebbe and the Chechanova Rebbe. Sochatshava Rebbe was the Avnei Nezer, or Avremala Sochatshava. And Chechanova Rebbe, I don't remember his name, he put out a Siddur Tzilusad Avram. His name is Avram. So he put out a Siddur Tzilusad Avram. Has a lot of, he was a big Talmid Chacham, has a lot of lumdus in the Siddur. My father had the Siddur. My father told me he liked the Siddur. I never looked at it. My father said it's a very, very lumdish Siddur. So they had a machlokes. What, on the level of their Isa, what is the mechayev to observe Shabbos? So the Avnei Nezer was of the opinion that this din de Rabbanan, Migud is katzoy le ben hashmashes, is katzoy le kuli yoimam, is rooted in a din deraisa. That's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. The din deraisa is that the mechayev to observe malachas on Shabbos is the tchilas knesis hayayim. When the Jewish person experiences knesis haShabbos, when Shabbos enters, on the level of deraisa, that's mechayev him to be also be malacha the whole Shabbos. And the Chechanova Rebbe disagreed. He said, what kind of funny idea is that? Tchilas knesis hayayim. Every moment of Shabbos has a Kedushas Hayom, and the Kedushas Hayom of every minute of Shabbos, Asas ben Malacha. So that was a machlokes. The one who wrote this up was the Kozhik Glover. Kozhik Glover was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, and he was the first, for a while he was a rabbi in Kozhik Glover before the First World War, and then the war destroyed the whole city. So then when Rabbi Meir Shapiro founded the Lublina Yeshiva, so he invited this guy, the Kozhik Glover, going to be the top Rosh Yeshiva. So he's famous. He has Sfarim in Halacha, and he had Chassidus and Kabbalah. So he has that area as well. So he records this machlokes between the Sochatshava Rebbe and the Chechanova Rebbe. And then he points out, Kozhik Glover points out that this machlokes between the two Geonim, two Chassidish Rebbes, if you look in the Rosh, the last page in Maseches Maikotin in the Rosh, it's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg. The Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Maharam Rutenberg was of the opinion, like the Avnei Nezer, that the Mechayiv of Shabbos is the Tchilas Knesses Hayayim of Shabbos on the level of their Isa. And the Din der Rabbanon of Migiris Katzol Ben Hashmashes is rooted in a din deraisa. The din deraisa is that the mechayev to observe malach on Shabbos is the tchilas knesis hayayim. And the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam Rutenberg, and he says, why should he say such a funny idea? Every minute of Shabbos has a kedushas hayayim, so it's mechayev to observe. So they have a machlekes there. The Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg are talking about a Gemara in Yevamos. A child becomes bar mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. How is that possible? How does it become bar mitzvah? So that's another discussion. So a child becomes bar mitzvah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, and the Gemara says he's obligated to observe the remainder of Shabbos min ha-Torah, not just min ha-Rabbanan. So the Maharam Rutenberg raised the question, why should he be obligated? But he didn't experience as a gadol, he only experienced knisas hayom of Shabbos as a katan. He didn't experience Shabbos as a bar mitzvah boy. So I should say, even the last 3 hours of Shabbos, he became a gadol 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, so he shouldn't be obligated to observe the end of Shabbos. So the Maharam Rutenberg finds that problematic, and he says, Achidish, you see in the Gemara, Achidish, that the Tchilas Hayayim is Machayiv the Katan Lacha Sheyagdo. That's called Ein Dicho Yetzal Mitzvahs. And the Rosh says, I don't see what was the whole room for the problem in the first place. Every minute of Shabbos is Asas b'malocha. Every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyim. So 3 o'clock, it becomes obligated that 3 o'clock has Kedusha in Mechuyiv. So what's another? So that's a theoretical machlokes. But Halacha L'maaseh, they all agree. That's a Gemara in Yevamos, that a child who becomes bar mitzvah in Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock, is obligated to observe the last few hours of Shabbos min ha-Torah. The question, why? So they have an afkamina there about Hilchas Avelus. That's the last page in the Rosh, in Maseches Ma'ikot, and he's talking about Hilchas Avelus. So the Kosher Glaber Goyin has another nafkemina. Let's say a person is on a ship in the Pacific Ocean, and he's on the eastern side of the dateline. There is an institution of the dateline. So to the west of the dateline, it's a day after it is to the east of the dateline. So let's say the person is on a ship on Shabbos afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on Friday. A Jewish person is on a ship, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, and the boat goes west. And the boat crosses over the dateline, and it becomes 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Shabbos. He never experienced Bein HaShmashes of Tchila Shabbos. When he experienced Bein HaShmashes, it was Bein HaShmashes of Thursday afternoon going into Thursday night. That wasn't Bein HaShmashes of Tchila Shabbos. And then he's on the boat the whole time. And then the boat goes from the eastern side of the dateline to the western side of the dateline, exactly 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. So according to the Chechanove Rebbe, according to the Rosh, he's mechuyav to observe the end of Shabbos Ben HaTorah. But according to the Maharam Rutenberg, no. He never experienced Tchilas HaYom of Shabbos. By him, the Bein HaShmashes was Thursday night Bein HaShmashes. And then when he crosses over, he falls into Shabbos in the middle of nowhere, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's not, Ben HaTorah is not obligated to observe the last couple hours. Mestamim with the Rabbanon, he should, because he's in a territory where everybody else is observing Shabbos. So Mestamim makes sense, with the Rabbanon, he probably has to observe Shabbos, but Ben HaTorah, he's not obligated to. So that's a question over here. Maybe that's the Pshat and Rashi. Maybe that's what someone will say, Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, you have an animal, so when Yom Kippur entered, Leil Yom Kippur entered, the Issa Yom Kippur was not chal on the animal because it was a trefa animal. And according to Reb Shimon, ain Issa chal al Issa, even though it's an Issa koilo. Even though the Issa Yom Kippur, the Issa Rachila is chal on all the food in the world. So migad that is chal on the kosher food, it should be chal on the non-kosher food. That's how we pasken. That's called an Issa koilo. The Issa Yom Kippur includes kosher and non-kosher. So migo that is chal on the kosher food, it's chal on the non-kosher. So Reb Shimon doesn't believe in the migo. But then the question is, but then the animal drops dead in the middle of Yom Kippur. So no longer has an Issa Eiv Menachai. So now why not say that the Issa Nevela and the Issa Yom Kippur both chal simultaneously? So some wanted to suggest that Rashi holds the Issa Yom Kippur has to be chal Bein HaShmashes of Tchilas Hayom. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, not because every minute of Yom Kippur has Kedushas Yom Kippur and an Ases B'mlocha and an Ases B'achila. No, the Tchilas Hayom of Yom Kippur Ases. Over here, since B'Tchilas Hayom, it didn't Ases, it does Nasa later. Could be, it could be. That's a Chiddush. But Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. So Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Tosfos says, because Shalari, the top Tosfos on Lamed Vavamel, because Shalari, when the animal dies, Meis b'Yom HaKippurim, Ki Poke Yisei Menachai, Yochel Ala Yisei Yom HaKippurim, Unevela B'Vasachas. The Moed Reb Shimon, the Yisei B'Vasachas, everybody agrees Yisei B'Vasachas, they're both Yisei Machal. So therefore, Tosfos answers, Avin Nisnab Lam Yom HaKippurim Lachai, Ala Yisei Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because there's an Yisei Eino Zvucha. Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush. In Shavuos, Daf Chav Dalid, and the other times, they're not so sure that there is such a din as an Issa en Ezvuch, Issa Rese. That's Chiddush number one. Tosfos is assuming that there is an Issa en Ezvuch. Then Tosfos is assuming assumption number two, which is also highly questionable. The Prima Godim wrote a Sefer on Yerideya, so he has a Psicha Tehilcha Shchita. So he raises this issue in his Psicha Tehilcha Shchita. He talks about this Tosfos. He says there are Rishonim who hold Ein Issa Chal Al Issa only applies if the first Issa has an Issa Lav, but if the one has an Issa Essay, then the second Issa will be Chal on the first Issa. Here Tosfos is assuming not so. There's an Issa Ein Ezvucha, that's already a Chiddush. That Bezavachta Kashet Tzivisicha Bezavachta Ve'achalto implies an Issa Essay. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, because there was an Issa Essay on the live animal when Yom Kippur entered, there was an Iser Essay, and the Iser Essay of Ein Ezvucha is going to remain. After the animal drops dead, it'll remain. Still Ein Ezvucha. So that Iser Aseh prevents the Iser Yom Kippur from being Chal. Even though Yom Kippur is a Lois Aseh, then his Vuch is only an Iser Aseh, Tosis assumes that any Iser Chal al Iser even applies if the first Iser was only an Iser Aseh and the second Iser was an Iser Lav, still, any Iser Chal al Iser. So that's, the Prima Gaon points out, that's questionable. And there are Rishonim who disagree with the Tosis on that point. But that's the Chiddush of Tosis. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that the din in the Mishnah on Laman Hamad Aleph, that if you eat matzah shel tevel, you're not yotzei. And the Brisa repeats it again on Laman Hamad Beis, the last narrow line going on to the wider lines. It says Tana Rabbanan yochel yotzei adam dechavasa if he eats matzah shel tevel. It says you're not yotzei because not boli de isa chametz. It's not sufficient that the flour should be bole de chimutz. It should have this chemical reaction. It has to be bole de chimutz and bole de iser chametz. So if you have a case of ein iser chal alisa, if you hold like Reb Shimon, ein iser chal alisa, I feel like de koilo, so then the chametz that's tevel, the iser chametz will not be chal. If it was tevel before Pesach entered, so the iser chametz will not be chal because ein iser chal alisa. So it comes out that the Mishnah shaloi kalocha, because we don't pass like Reb Shimon, we pass on the Risa Chavalisa Yidei Koil. So Ravina Omar on the top line in Lamavah, Ravina disagrees with the first Mandomar, who says Omar Absheshes. Absheshes is different. Omar Absheshes, the Mishnah and the Brisa only go like Reb Shimon. Ravina disagrees. Ravina Omar means he's disagreeing. If he would say Omar, Ravina, it's a new member. Ravina Omar means that he's in disagreement with Rav Sheshes. Afilu Teimer Rabbanon, even if you hold Iser Chal al Iser, no. Yidarshan the Pasuk, that you only yotze with matzah that could have theoretically been bole de chimas, it would only have an Iser Chametz. Afilu Teimer Rabbanon, even if you do believe in Iser Kolon, the drasha requires Misha Iser Mishum al Techu Chametz Belvad. Yotze Zed to the exclusion of matzah shal Tevish and Iser Mishum al Techu Chametz Belvad, Elap Mishum al Techu Chametz has a double Iser on it. So the Gemara makes fun of that. How come? Where do you see that in the Pasuk? The Gemara says, Midi Belvad Ksiv. Where does it say? In the Chumash, the word Belvad doesn't appear. And the Machrat, the Kid of Rav Sheshes, the Gemara rejects what Rabbeinu said. This Rav Sheshes is right. That the only reason why you're not Yotze Matzah Shel Tevel is if you're all like Reb Shimon. That Ein Iser Chal al Iser, I feel like they koilo. So therefore, it's not Bole De Iser Chometz. So you shouldn't pass on like the Mishnah. So that's the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if you eat matzah shel tevel, all is assumed that you're not yotzei. So why are you not yotzei? The Rambam paskins against Reb Shimon. The Rambam paskins that the iser chal al iser al yidei koilo. So that is the problem. So the Rambam seems to explain that it's a mitzvah bo baver. So that's the problem. Why is it mitzvah bo baver? Why don't you say yesedei chaloi sasei? It's a bob avera is if you have a lulav agozel, I stole it yesterday, and I'm going to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav today. But if by doing the avera that simultaneously with the avera, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. If it's beidno bevasachas, the avera and the mitzvah come simultaneously, then you apply the rule of eser dechalosese. If it's not beidno, if the avera precedes the mitzvah, it's not beidno. Then you call it mitzvah bab aver. But if the mitzvah and the avera are bevasachas, then you say esed dechalay sese. So why does the Rambam say that it's a mitzvah bab aver? So that's a big problem. That's a big problem. Based on the rules of esed dechalay sese, you really shouldn't call it mitzvah bab aver. So that is a problem. Okay, now the Gemara starts a new topic. Five lines from the top. What is it? Six lines from the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah. What do we do? Every so often we have an issue in Chumash. You have a Kri and a Ksiv. What does the Kri and a Ksiv represent? So there's a Radak has a few times in his commentary on Tanakh. The Radak writes that when Achik Nesak Doyla were incorporating the various Sfarim into the Tanakh, the Mishnayos in the end, and Perigimel and Yodayim, speak about the Achik Nesak Doyla, the Tanoim, in the later Tanaim, they were the ones who decided what belongs in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Had to be written Meruach HaKodesh, that's a prerequisite, but even if it was written Meruach HaKodesh, you still have to decide whether it belongs in the Tanakh or not. So the Tanaim made these decisions. So the Radak writes, sometimes they had Kisvei Yad from the days of the Nevi'im, and they decided to incorporate it into the body of the Kisvei HaKodesh, and they had two versions on a certain word. So they maintained both versions by making a Kri and Iksiv. They made one version was like this, and one version was like that. So one is the Iksiv, one is the Kri. So this is a very strange comment on the part of the Radak. The Gemara doesn't seem to say like that at all. The Gemara says that Kri and Iksiv is Halacha Moshe Messina. It's a Gemara in the Darm Daf Lamed Ches. It doesn't mean that there were two texts of the Chumash and they weren't sure which one is the correct text. So they left one as the Ksiv and one as the Kri. They were both given, the Kri and Ksiv and Chumash were both given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's a machlokes that the Gemara has. When you have a Kri and Ksiv and Chumash regarding a mitzvah, so do you paskan halacha lamaisa like the Ksiv or like the Kri? Do you say Yeshem la Mikra, we should paskan halacha lamaisa like the Kri, or Yeshem la Masoris, we paskan halacha lamaisa like the Masoretic text, which is the Ksiv? So that's a big shas topic in different mesichtas. So you say Yeshem la Mikra, Yeshem la Masoris. So there's a Tosfos on Daf Dalet in Sanhedrin. The whole Daf Dalet on Aleph on the base. The Gemara has a lot of Kri and Ksivs. The Gemara covers around 10 different cases there. And the Gemara discusses how did the Tanaim think that you follow the Ksiv or the Kri. So there's a Tosfos there in Daf Dalet. Tosfos says best is all the Tanaim would agree. Whenever you have a Kri and a Ksiv in a halacha topic, and you can establish a din based on the combination of blending in the Kri and the Ksiv together, so that's the best that everyone agrees you should do like that. If you can't use both the Kri and the Ksiv, they simply contradict each other. You have to make up your mind whether you're going to paskan la halacha like the Ksiv or like the Kri. So then you have a machlokes hatanon. Yeshem la mikro, we paskan like the Kri, or Yeshem la masoris, we paskan like the Masoretic text, the Ksiv. So Tosa has an example. It says, Kiyutan Mayim al Zera, a din of Hechsha Zroim. So it's in the Chumash, there's a Kri Ksiv. The Ksiv is Kiyiten, Yod Tof Nun. And the Kri is Kiyutan, as if it were written with Avav, but it's written without Avav. So the Gemara Darshans, Yutan Dumi de Yiten. Mayiten de Nichle, Af Yutan de Nichle. Even if it rains, I have a bushel of apples that I plucked off in the tree, but I never washed them off. So they weren't Huchsha Lekabal Tumah yet. So if it rains on it, and I'm happy, I'm aware of the fact that it's raining on my bushel of apples, and I'm happy about that. The apples were a little dirty, and now they're going to get a little cleaner than they were before. So that's yutan dumi deyitein. Just like if I pour on water, obviously I'm interested in cleaning it. I want to. So even if it rains, but it's yutan dumi deyitein, then it's huchshel lekabel tumah. Then the oichel is on the kabel tumah if it was rinsed up by one of the Zayin Mashkim. And since it was Yutan Domi de Yitain, so it will be Huchshel Lekabel Tumah. So here the Gemara has a Kri and a Ksiv. You have a Kri and a Ksiv. It says Lechem Oni, and it's spelled Oni, Ayin Vav. It's spelled Ayin Nun Yud, not spelled with a Vav, spelled without a Vav. So the Kri is Oni, and the Ksiv is Oni. So how do you deal with this? How do you deal with this that you have both a Ksiv and a Kri? So that's the machlokes of Yosef Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanam, we have a brisa, and the sixth line from the top. Yochel Yotzi Adam Dechavas B'maisi Hineni B'Yerushalayim. So yesterday, we saw the Gemara Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, the top line on Lamed Ches, who's speaking Ravasi. Amar Ravasi, take the last two lines on Lamed Zayin Amar Beis, the Gemara has Amar Ravasi. He talks about three cases. One is Ayichai Bechala, and one is an Esrik Shal Maisusheni B'Yerushalayim. Can you be Yotzei Dechavasa because you need Shalachem? On the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. And the third case is Matzah. I made Matzah with Maisusheni flour, and I'm eating the Matzahs in Yerushalayim. That's the mitzvah of eating Maisushenis in Yerushalayim. And the first case is he has flour from Maisusheni, and he mixes it with water in Yerushalayim. And the question is it chayv an afrashas chalam? So there is a machlokes, Reb Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavai, Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Bailam. And even though usually the rule is Rameh Rabbi Yehuda Alochik Rabbi Yehuda, usually whenever they have a disagreement, whenever there's Machlek Zameh Rabbi Yehuda the Din, Ruba is like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, this is an exception to the rule. Here we pass like Rabbi Meir. Because you have Mishnayos, a few stami Mishnayos that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi arranged the Mishnayos in such a way to imply that we pass like Rabbi Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoyim. Usually we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. This is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, since we pass in Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoa, so therefore it's not called Shalachem. So by the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. And even though by Matzah, it never says Matzaschem, who says you need Shalachem? So the Gemara says, nonetheless, there's a Gzeir Shava. There's a Gzeir Shava between Matzah, that's called Lechemoini, and Hafrosh Aschala. Yeah. By Hafrosh Aschala, it says, V'ayabacholchem Elechem Ha'aretz. So just like by Hafrosh Aschala, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, it's not Chai V'Chala. Why is that? Why is if Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, why is it not Chai V'Chala? So the Pashto says, is there a din that you only Chai V'Chala if it's Shalachem? Is the word that you need Shalachem? Or the word is that Hegdish is Potter? That's Pashto Pshat. Arisoy Seichem, Prat LaHegdish. Like it says, so whenever it says lecho shalachem, it's to the exclusion of hegdish. Lecho prat le shal gavoya, shal gavoya shalakum. So here also it says, ari soy seichem. So if the dough, if the raw dough is hegdish, then it's not chayv and afrosh haschala. So if we all ma'aseh sheni mama gavoya, we consider ma'aseh sheni as if it were hegdish. If we all mama bailam, we don't treat it as if it were hegdish. So pashe pshat and nigmara, when Rabasi on lamed zayin on the base, the last two lines, when Rabasi says that there are three cases that depend on Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, the ma'aseh sheni mama gavoya, mama bailam. So the first case is isa shal ma'aseh sheni isa chayv and chala. If you're all like Rav Meir, we pass on like Rav Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, I consider Ma'aseh Sheni as if it's Hegdish. So Hegdish is not Chayv and Chala. But if you're all like Rav Yehuda, Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Bailam. So it's not called Hegdish. So then it is Chayv and Chala. And the first 2 days of Sukkot in each Shalachem, on the Esrog and the Lulav, the Dalaminim in each Shalachem. So since we pass on like Rav Meir, but Mama Gavoya, so it's not called Shalachem for mitzvahs. If the din would have been, which it isn't, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, why is it Sheni Mama Bailam, then it would have been considered Shalachem. And when they get to Matzah, also the Gemara says, even though there is no pasuk that says Matzaschem, nonetheless, you learn Xerushava Lechem Lechem, it says Lechem only by Matzah, and it says by Bacholchem, Lechem Haaretz, by Chi of Chala. So just like Ma'aseh Sheni, if you hold Mama Gavoya, that's how we pass, Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, it's Shal Hegdish. It shall hegdish and is not chayev in hafrash haschala. Wadinami, it shall hegdish, and you're not yotzi idechay besmatza. Even though it never says matzaschem, but it says lechem. So lechem, lechem is gzereshal. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. The Rambam writes, if I steal matzah from someone else, matzah gzula, just like lulav gozel is no good because mitzvah babavera. So the Rambam says a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah babavera. So the Rosh quotes the Rosh doesn't quote the Rambam, but the Rosh makes a statement: matzah gzula is no good because the Gemara said you need shalachem. It's a kasha on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say the matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah babavera? The same reason that the Rambam invented, and the Gemara doesn't say that. The Rambam said that's the reason why matzah shel tevel is no good because mitzvah babavera. The Gemara never said that. Tosis raises that question. Why didn't the Gemara say mitzvah babavera? But the Rambam says that matzah shel tevel is no good because mitzvah babavera, and therefore matzah gzul is no good also mitzvah babavera, like lulav gozel. So that's a question that the Rosh raises. Why did the Rosh doesn't say explicitly the Rambam? But it's a question of the Ram. Why did the Ram have to come on to a new reason? The matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah b'baveira, even if you don't believe in mitzvah b'baveira, matzah gzula is not shalachem. He needs shalachem. You're not yet. So from the Rambam, it would appear, he didn't, that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Rambam didn't understand the lechem, lechem, the gezer shavu, doesn't mean that the first two nights of Pesach, he needs shalachem to be yitzimatz. You don't need shalachem. It means that a matzah shal hegdish is not kosher. Matzah shal hegdish is pasul. So if you hold ma'aseh sheni, mama gavaya, then I label it as a matzah shal hegdish, just like you put it from challah. Where does a dinyan eat shalachem to be chayim chal? No such dinyan eat shalachem. The Gemara says, ha'reisha gozal so shalchitim. The Gemara has a comment on the pasuk in Mishle. What is the pasuk saying? V'tzeh berech ni'etz Hashem. If the ganef says a bracha, the ganef stole a sack of flour and he mixes it with water and he makes challahs, he makes bread, and he's mafresh challah. So the Gemara says, "Ein ze mevarach al menayitz." When he says the bracha al hafra, al hafrasha schala, al hafrasha shumah, when he's mafresh techala, so it says, "Ein ze mevarach al menayitz." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept it as a blessing to him. The whole thing was begezel. He went against the wishes, against the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's batzeh berech, batzeh is a ganef. When a ganef recites the bracha al hafrasha schala, niyetz Hashem. It's considered as if he's mecharef and megarif. As if he's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but the Gemara never says that there's no chiyuv challah. I stole someone else's flour, or I stole someone, the Gemara has the case, I stole someone else's kernels of grain, and I ground it up. And then I made lisha, I mixed the flour with water, I made lisha, afia, and after I bake it, then I'm afrish challah. So it says, Ein ze mevarach al menayitz, it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. But the Gemara never says it doesn't become tevel. It does become tevel, even though it doesn't belong to me, even though it's stolen goods. It does become tevel. There is a chiv challah, but it's a mitzvah b'baver. You don't get reward. You shouldn't have said a bracha. It's a mitzvah b'baver. You shouldn't say a bracha. But the Pashto says there is no such thing that you need shalachem in order to be chayv and challah. So what is the Gemara learning? Lechem, lechem, just like by chiv hafrash eschala has to be shalachem. So to buy matzah, it says lechemoni has to be shalachem. There's no din that you really need shalachem. So the Rosh holds that there is. The Rosh says matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. And he quotes the Gemara. But the Raman doesn't say like the Rosh. Raman says a matzah gzula is no good because a mitzvah bo ba'avera. Why didn't he say you need shalachem? So the Raman seems to have understood the Gemara. The Gemara never meant lechem lechem that you need shalachem. Lechem lechem means that just like by challah, if it's lechem shal hegdish, it's not chayv and challah. And my sisheni mama gavai means that I treat it like hegdish. So too, lechem shal hegdish is pasul lematzah. Has to be lechem shal chulin. Can't be lechem shal hegdish. Yeah, that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. That's a question the poskim raise. If I have guests over on the first night of Pesach and I provide shmura matzah for everybody, so do I have to tell everybody, when you pick up the matzah, have a mind to be kind because you need shalachem. Let's say I have a lulav and an esrig. So the first 2 days of Sukkot, the guests don't have their own dalad minim. So I give them my dalad minim and I say, have a mind to be kind matanam and asla achzer. If they won't be kind matanam and asla achzer, then they're not yotze. You need shalachem. So would you say on Pesach night, I have to make an announcement, all the guests should have a mind to be kind the matzah because if it doesn't belong to you, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So the Rosh holds like that. It has to be shalachem. According to the Rambam, it doesn't seem that there's a problem. There's no isa gezel. The guests are not in violation of gezel, so there's no mitzvah b'averim. The Rambam doesn't seem to require that you need shalachem. Just if it's shal gezel, then it's a mitzvah b'averim. Shabbos, according to the Rosh, that you really need shalachem. So when I invite guests to come and to eat, by me, by the Seder. So is it self-understood that I'm makne the food that I'm serving to the guests? Well, I'm not makne the food. I'm giving them permission to eat, so there's no isa l'sigzol. So that's a discussion in all places in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. I have two guests eating at my table, a single boy and a single girl. And the single boy likes the girl. So they gave him a piece of chicken. They gave him some cholent on his plate. So he takes a piece of chicken, he puts it on the girl's plate, and he says, "Hare mukudesh esli b'basa zeh." So that's shavu kesef is dina kikesef. You don't have to be mekadesh with a ring. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the minig is based on a tikkun izayah, that you mekadosh with a ring. But not everybody follows the tikkun izayah. So you can be mekadosh with a piece of chicken, also a piece of kugel. So he'll take a piece of kugel and ask the girl, would you marry me? She says, yes. So he'll give her a piece of kugel and he say, Ariya Mekodesh Asli. So that's a question in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra. Do we assume that when I invite guests and I put food in front of them, there's das makna? I intended to give it over as a gift to the guests? Or no, I give them permission to eat my food. It's not your food. I give them permission to eat my food and cause my food. You can't use it to be Mekadosh and Isha. So that's a question in Umdina. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. That's a question in the Paskim. So the Taz and Hilchas Pesach refers you to what it says in Ibn Ezra. He says it's self-understood that the host who invites all the guests to eat the matzah by him, self-understood that he's makna to all of the guests, and he doesn't have to say it explicitly. Everybody understands that the matzah is shalachem. But so according to the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's bichlal no problem. Because there is no din that you need shalachem. There's only a din that shalhegdish is possible. But there's no requirement shalachem. But according to the Rosh, you do need shalachem. So that's the question. Is this considered shalachem or not? So that's the Gemara in Lamed Chesam and Aleph. So here the Gemara starts on Lamed Vavam and Aleph. That's Rav Asi says that the issue of matzah shal maisa sheni depends on whether maisa sheni mama baila maisa sheni mama gavoya. That's what Rav Asi says. Yeah, there's a. How does the Rambam paskin? Here they have the letter Aleph. The Divrei Chachamim yotzei ide chavasa bePesach. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. The question is, the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Chachamim. The Gemara says at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin that regarding this machlokes Reb Meir Reb Yudah, whether Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoy, Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Bailim, Gemara said this is an exception to the rule. And call it Torah Kula Reb Meir Reb Yudah, Lachik Reb Yudah, except over here the din is like Reb Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoy. So she say, you're not Yotzei Dechavos, how come the Rambam paskins why Yotzei? So that's a problem. The Mishkanes Yankiv has in his Sefer, Koheles Yankiv, he works hard on this Rambam, he has a long arichas. Why did the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? But that's the Rav Asi says like that. Here in Lamed Vav and Aleph, six lines from the top, the Gemara has a Brisa Tan Rabbanan. They're discussing the same issue. Yochel Yotzei Adam Dechavasim Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Can you be Yotzei? So they ignore totally the topic. Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavah Mama Balam. Whole different angle. Tamalai Malechem Oni. Who's speaking? The Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the first one. Tamalai Malechem Oni. What does it imply? Lechem Oni is spelled with an ayin. We darshan as if it were written with an aleph. Misha nechal baninus, yotzeshen nechal baninus. The din is that you can't eat maisa sheni in a state of aninus. Aninus, misha meis muta lefanav is an oinen, yeah. How do you know you're not allowed to eat maisa sheni in a state of aninus? So Rashi says because on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, on Erev Pesach of the seventh year, the farmers have to recite vidui maisa. So they have to give away all the Trumagdala, Maiserisha, Maiserisha, they have to give everything, all the Matanas away. And then they recite, Biyarte HaKodesh Men Abayis, Vigam Nisatu B'la Levi, and you say, Lo Achalte Bi'oni Mimenu. I didn't consume the Maiserisheni in a state of Anina. So it's a Mefurish Apostle. Lo Achalte Bi'oni Mimenu. Oni there is spelled with an Aleph. So even though here Lechem Oni is spelled with an Ayin, Rabbi Yosef Aglili interprets the word Lechem Oni with an Ayin, as if it was spelled with an Aleph. Misha necha baninus yotze zeh, the exclusion of Maisa Shenish and necha baninus Aleph is simcha divi Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Yeah. What's wrong with that? So it means you're going to be killing two birds with one stone. The Jew who's going to eat the matzah in Yerushalayim is fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Maisa Sheni, and simultaneously he's fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. And they're so different from each other. Matzah has to be mishenecha baninus, and maaseh sheni has to be necho besimcha. Lo yachal to be ani memenu. So it's and you have to bake the matzah. Basically, the matzah has to be baked lishma. You need a shmarta mesam matzahs. You need shmura. What does it mean shmura? So we require the Gemara Mem Amar Aleph. We follow the opinion of shmura mishas ketzira. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that's only a chumra. If you can't get shmurim shas katzira, you say a bracha on a regular shmurim shas lisha. Yeah, so what does it mean, shmuras? It means two things. Number one, shima mechimetz. You have to watch it and make sure it didn't turn into chametz. Number two, asiya lishma. All the asiyas have to be made lishma. That's if a goy, Gemara had, we saw that Gemara. Amem amar alef b'tzeker shal nochrim. The matzah that was baked by the nochrim, and the Jews were watching it. So we know that it's not chametz. There was shima mechimetz, but there's no asiya lishma, because the nochri cannot create lishma. So the Gemara says, you can't be yotzi the matzah by the seder. You can't be yotzi if it's b'tzeker shal nochem, because you need the asiyah lishma. The lisha, the afiyah, has to be done lishma. The goy can't do lishma because that's the klal nochri. Adaita the napshi kovin. The goy can only, one can only create lishma. That's what we said. Rab Chaim quotes it. The name Rab Simcha Zelig, the Dayan Abisi. You can only create lishma if you yourself are a mechuyev in the mitzvah. If you're not mechuyev in this mitzvah, you can't create lishma. That was the Rabbeinu Tam said, if a woman will tie chutei tzitzis on a beged, women are not chayv in the mitzvah tzitzis, because it's a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma. So if the woman will tie the chutei tzitzis on a beged, it will not be considered lishma. The woman is Jewish, and she knows her husband needs tzitzis, and she knows you have to have in mind, she has in mind. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since the women are not v'toros mitzvah tzitzis, they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, al pi din, they cannot create lishma. A cotton also cannot create lishma and tzitzis. The cotton is a labardas. It cannot create lishma. So here also, it's a mazel that the women are mechuyev and matzah, because for many centuries, the women used to bake the matzahs before Pesach. And if the din would have been that women are exempt from matzah, the women would not be allowed to bake the matzah. It wouldn't be considered asiyah lishma. So the mazel is that the Gemara says matzah is one of the exceptions to the rule. How many, we said, the Rambam writes in one place, there are more mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs that fall under the rule. So women are chayiv in Hakel, on Chalamayt Sukkos of the year following Shnas HaShemitah. It says, Hakel is HaNashem HaNashem HaTaf. The women have to participate in Hakel despite the fact that it says Man Groma. Then we're not mechuyev in kiddush because zochu v'shamer diberechen. Then we're not mechuyev in matzah. Then on daf tzadik on the base, the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim. Are women mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, or is it only reshus? I think we paskin. You got to take a look. I think we paskin noshim berishon chayva, if I'm not mistaken. You got to take a look. I don't remember. Then at Simchas Yontif is also machlokes. The Rambam and the Ravin machlokes the Gemara. Are women mechuyev in Simchas Yontif? Simcha is also a mitzvah says in Shazman Grama, but the pasuk says Samachta Ata Ubincha Bitecha V'Hamona Shebi Kirbecha. So it says Almona and it says Bitecha. So one opinion in the Gemara in the first paragraph of Chagiga, one opinion is that indicates that women are mechuyev in Simchas Yontif. The other opinion is no, the man is not yet in Simchas Yontif. He eats and drinks and he makes merry and he doesn't offer his wife. He's going to give his wife Cheerios and he's going to eat Korban Pesach. He's going to eat Besar Shlomim. So he has to offer Bosa to his wife. She has the right to turn him down. She's not Mechuyev in Simcha, but he has to offer it. And the Almana, Shebi Kirbecha, not that the Almana is Mechuyev in Simcha. The man in the neighborhood is not Yotze, his Chayev Simcha, unless he's Mesamech as Haom Lolim. Has to be Mesamech the women by offering them. But they have the right to turn it down because they're not Mechuyev in Simcha. So that's a Machloikis in the Gemara. Isha Baila Misamcha, oh no, Noshem Amchuyev in Simcha. That's Machlaikas, the Ramam and the Raivin in Hilchas Chagiga, which opinion to accept in the Gemara. So the Ramam writes in one place that there are more mitzvahs, Sasesha, as Man Groma, that women Amchuyev in, there are more exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs that fall under the rule. There aren't so many mitzvahs, Sasesha, as Man Groma, that women are potter from. Tfilin and Tzitzis and Shofar and Lulav and Sukkah are five. I offhand, I don't remember how many more there are. There aren't too many more. And there are more mitzvahs as a magram that women are mechuyev in than potter from. So again, so when you bake the matzah, the din is ushmarta mesah matzahs. Ushmarta means you need shima mechima two parts. You need shima mechima and asiyah lishma. So what if you have matzah shal maisu sheni biyushalayim? There's no din you have to bake maisu sheni lishma. But it is Maaseh Sheni. So the mitzvah of eating Maaseh Sheni is such an elated, exalted mitzvah you have to eat it besimcha. An einen is in a state of avela, so he's not allowed to eat the maaser sheni. But matzah is, a pasuk says, lechemoni, mishenecha baninas. So the mitzvahs are so different, they're incommensurate mitzvahs. You can't be, I'd say, you can't kill two birds with one stone. That's what Rabbi Yosef Aglidi holds. The mitzvah of eating matzah is mishenecha baninas. And the mitzvah of eating maaser sheni is bedatka not necha baninas. So it's a tater is hasri in the lishma. So that's not a valid lishma. You're baking the matzah l'shem, mitzvah matzah, but you can't. You can't be chaloshem afia lishma on the matzah if it's a matzah shal maaser sheni. Maaser sheni is nechal only b'simcha, and matzah has to be yochal leheyochal ba'aninus. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Glidi holds. So he darshans both the kri and the ksiv. So that's the kri. Lechem oni is the kri, even though it's missing above. Lechem oni is the kri. So it means mishanecha baninas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Matzis matzis riba. Matzis shemashu sheni is acceptable. There's no problem. And kei matamam lechem oni. Patlishan lo shabiyan shemen advash. My time in Rabbi Akiva miksiv lechem oni on ksiv. Rabbi Akiva follows the ksiv. He doesn't follow the kri. He follows the ksiv, but the ksiv is lechem oni, and that's the conclusion of matzah shira. The matzah shira is not good. We'll have to see. No good for what? We'll see. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds mikrin and oni, oni kavina. You follow. It sounds like it's a makloks of Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili with the yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoris. That's what it sounds like in the initial stage. Rabbi Yosef Glili says mikrin and oni, oni kavina, and we follow the kri. And the kri is oni, so it means mishanecha baninus. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you follow the ksiv, and the ksiv is oni, so it means to the exclusion of matzah shira. Then the Gemara comes out, no, they both darshan, both the kri and the ksiv. That's the Tosis and Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet said. Whenever you can establish a din both based on both the kri and the ksiv, so accept both the kri and the ksiv. So that's what it says here. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yosef Aglidi darshins oni that's spelled with an ayin is who is spelled with an aleph. Mishanecha ba'aninus. Lechem oni, mishanecha ba'aninus. Rabbi Akiva is better. Rabbi Akiva, not that Rabbi Akiva darshins the ksiv. He prefers the ksiv. He darshins both the ksiv and the kri. The kri, oni, means onim aleph dvarim harbe. And the ksiv, lechem oni, oni, is that it should be matzah shira. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds not so. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds lechem oni, even though it's written with an ayin, I interpret it as if it were written with an aleph, and it means bishanecha baninus yotzeze. What does it mean lechem sho'enem olav dvarim harbe? So there's a surprising Rashi over here. Rashi says, you have to have the matzahs on the table, onem olav dvarim harbe. This Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim has to be, Hagodah has to be when the matzah is on the table, and the halal, Shigam Ramallah Basahalal. We usually don't follow Rashi. We usually, by the time we bench, you take away all the matzah from the table, and then you finish the second half of the halal. So when you go Ramallah Basahalal, there's no matzah on the table. So Rashi says it's not right. Rashi holds you have to leave the matzah on the table the whole time that you say halal, the first half of halal before the meal, and the second half of halal after the meal. Lech m'shanim olav dvarim harbe. The Gemara says, "Barbezel asa shamli b'tzeis m'sam barbezel amarta l'shel shesh matzamor menochem lefanecha." Barbezel, the word zeh has the connotation of something that you can be married be'etzba, you can point to it. Like it says, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem." So the Gemara understands Hachodesh alochem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe be'aharon and Parshas Bo'i, where it says Hachodesh hazeh lochem. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Aaron de Levana, and he said, when you see the Levana will be visible like this, then you declare it as Achodesh. Achodesh HaZeh. Zeh is Mare Be'etzma, or it says, Zeh Yitnu Kol Ho'iver Al Hapkudim. So Gemara Menachas puts all the cases together. Zeh Yitnu HaKodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Amad Be'er Shaleish. And he said, everybody should give Amad Be'er like this. But he demonstrated it to him. What else does it say? Zeh Lechem Hatomei. By the treifa animals, so Moshe Rabbeinu picked up every animal and he showed them. And he said, "Zelachem atomi. This is a kosher animal. This is a treifa animal." Then it says, "V'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah." So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara understands that Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu and I seen a menorah shel esh, a vision of menorah shel esh, and he said, you see what it looks like when you go down from Har Sinai, make the Mishkan, make the menorah shel look like this. So that's what Rav Avraham Soloveitchik has in his form on Chumash and on the Rambam. Then it says also, "Verisa sachora ifana leiro." Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu kesher shel tefillin. If you look at somebody from the back, "Verisa sachora ifana leiro," you'll see the kesher shel rosh. So Rav Avraham Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam and the sefer on Chumash all of these. He doesn't have the whole thing, but the way they say over it, there's more. So all of these five or six cases that we mentioned, that it says Zeh, and Zeh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated, and Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrated. So the din depends on what it looks like. Otherwise, why do you have to demonstrate? So it's a din by Machtsa Shekel, you need to have Kesef. Shove Kesef is no good. It has to look like a Matbeya. And by the Menorah, it wasn't just enough that you have Gvim, Kavtorim, Afrochim. It has to look. The Chashmonoi made a Menorah. They made a new Menorah with Gvim, Kavtorim, Afrochim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in this kasha. Why was in this kasha? Because it was a Hirah Shoah. Had to be exactly Kamarasha Haresa Bahar. Had to be exactly look like the vision that he was shown at Har Sinai. And he found that he could have made a menorah with Gvim, Kavtorim, Afrochim, but it wouldn't look exactly the way it was supposed to. So all of these in the Kesher Shalosh, these are all dinim. What does it look like? Okay. So the Gemara has, this is one din, that the lechem money, matzah shira, is not acceptable. Matzah shira is that the Gemara had it on Laman Hamad Aleph also. Matzah shira, if nilosha, the may peris. That was what Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said, where was it? On Laman Hamad Aleph? Isa she nilosha, b'yayin shem ledrash. And chayav malchim mutzah koris, but why are you not yotze idei chayves matzah? Because it's matzah shira. So that's one form of matzah shira. Nilosha b'yayin shem ledrash is matzah shira. Yeah. There are other examples of matzah shira. Take for example, you have a matzah mivusheles. That's in the mems. You take a look, mem aleph and aleph tesvus di b'maskal avaloi b'mivushel. Let's say a person, older people, their teeth fall out. So they can't chew hard matzah. So you can soak the matzah in water and it makes it easier to chew. You won't break your teeth. It's soaked in water. Hasidim don't eat gibrox. Okay, so for Hasidim, it'll be a problem. But in the days of the Tanaim, there were no Hasidim. So they ate gibrox. So the Gemara says, if it's too hard to eat the matzah the way it is, you can soak in the water and make it soft. You can break the matzah up to tiny particles, also good. But avaloi b'mevushel, if you cook the matzah, then it's no good. Why not? Why is a matzah mevushel is no good? So Tesis Tibamascha avaloi b'mevushel has two pshatim. Pirush HaKuntris, Rashi says, the bishal mevatle mitores lechem. Why? Because yesh bishal achar afiyah. In order to be called lechem, you have to have lisha v'afiyah. If you had afiyah, you baked matzah, and then I take the matzah and I cook it in a pot with water, and I cook it. So the bishul is mevatel, yesh bishul achar afiyah, in Hilchos Shabbos, that's based on this gemara, yesh bishul achar afiyah, and then it comes out that the bishul is mevatel the afiyah, so it's considered as if this matzah that I'm eating never had an afiyah. A matzah mevushel, this is not called lechem. But this is says Ula Perusha, according to the way Rashi says, the matzah mevushel is not yotze because it's not called lechem. So then this is the Rabbeinu Tam sheet that we happen not to paskan like. We'll have to spend time to see what he said here. Ula Perusha, according to what Rashi said, the matzah mevushel is the bishul is mevatle afi, it's not called lechem. It's only talking b'lilosa rakam, because if it would have been b'lilosa ove, l'nofig metaros lechem kidi perishously ill. Tosis is referring to what they wrote earlier. Where is earlier? I forgot already. Allah Mekes. Yeah, the long Tosis on Lamed Zion on the base. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it's a fantastic Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's here in Brachas, and we don't paskan like this. Rabbeinu Tam says like this, if you did, you need either Lisha or afia. If you had a blila ova, you have a thick dough, usually a challah is a thick dough. So then the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's considered, even if you won't do an afiyah, even if you don't bake it in the oven, you do you'll have a pot full of water and you take the raw dough and you cook it in the water till it becomes edible. Rabbeinu Tam holds that that'll be hamoitzi, and that'll be chayv and challah, because you had a blila ova, lisha. Blila ova means lisha. What if you made a blila raka, a batter? A lot of times your mother buys a prefab cake. So you buy a cake mix from the store, from the grocery store. You mix it with water, and it's very liquidy. And then you pour it into a pan, and then you bake it in the oven. Then it becomes a cake. It turns into a cake. So there you need the afia. If it's a blila raka that pours, not a blila ova that's a thick dough, blila raka that pours, it's called a batter in English. So then you need afia. So Rabbeinu Tam holds either blila ova with a bishul or blila raka with an afia makes it into lechem. Either would be hamoitzi lechem in haaretz, in either case it would be chayv and challah. And we don't paskin like that, Rabbeinu Tam. Such a famous Rabbeinu Tam in the long Tosis, where do we say Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, and the same Tosis in Brochas. I think Brochas is also Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, the same daf. Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis and Brochas, they quote it here. In the Tosis here, in Psochem Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, they refer you to the Gemara Brochas Lamed Zayin. Famous Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Challah and in Hilchas Hamoitzi. We pass on like the Ramban, who disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, that you always need afiyah. You don't need a both lisha and afiyah. All you need is afiyah. If you have afiyah, it's chayv and challah. There was an opinion in the Rishonim that you need both. You need lisha the afiyah in order to be chayv and challah, in order to become hamoitzi, because the Gemara takes the lametes ovis malachas on Shabbos and divides them into different groupings. So the first 11 are called Sidura de Pas. This series of malachas is necessary in order to bake bread. That's called Sidura de Pas. So that's a question. The Gemara calls it Sidura de Pas. Does it have any halachic significance that the first 11 malachas are Sidura de Pas, or is it just to remember? So remember, Chorish, Hazareh, Akotzer, Adosh, Amamber, you remember that there are 11 and you'll be able to remind yourself what they are. So that's there may be Gemaras that indicate that Sidur de Pas has halachic significance. So there is such an opinion in the Rishonim. I think the Meiri holds like that, that in order to be called Lechem, you need both Lisha and Afia. You need Lila Ova and you need Afia. But we don't pass like that either. We pass like the Ramban, that everything depends on Afia. The Blila Ova, Blila Raka is irrelevant. It all depends on Afia. We'll have to learn that Tosis. That's an important Tosis there. So again, so Tosis says like this: if you add a blila ova and then you do a bishul, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has a din lechem, because a blila ova is enough to give it a shem lechem, even if it only has a bishul later on. If you leave it raw, you have a blila ova and you eat it raw. That's not a motzi lechem anor. It's raw, but you have to have a bishul at the end. And if you have a blila raka, it's a batter that pours. It's not a thick dough. Then the Rabbeinu Tam holds, then you need an afiyah. So the Rashi on this Gemara learns that you're not yotze b'matzah mevusheles. The Rashi says, why? Because it doesn't have a din lechem. Why doesn't it have a din lechem? So Tosis explains, ula perusha, the way Rashi says, doesn't have a din lechem. You have to say, it's talking a case, it only had a blila raka, and you did an afiyah, and then you're going to do a bishul after the afiyah. So we say, yesh bishul achar afiyah, and the bishul is mevatel le'afia, so you're left with a blila raka and a bishul. So it had neither. It didn't have blila ova, didn't have alisha, and it didn't have an afia. It had an afia, but the afia was undone. Because if you did a bishul after afia, we say in Hilchos Shabbos, yesh bishul achar afia, and Shulchan Aruch, they quote Rav Lezer Mimitz, has the chumer based on this gemara, mem aleph and men aleph, the way Rashi learns the gemara, that yesh bishul achar afia. Yesh bishalach atzliya. Let's say you have a korban pesach and you broiled it. You have to eat the korban pesach kim tzliyesh. I'll talk to a man and know a boshel mevushel b'mayim. And I'll let you eat the korban pesach if it's cooked. So what if they broiled the korban pesach and then you cooked it later? So the Gemara says it's not acceptable. So Reb Lezer Mimitz says, why is it not acceptable? Because yesh bishalach arafiyah, yesh bishalach atzliya. So when they did the tzliyah on the Korban Pesach, it was good. Then you do a bishul afterwards, and now it tastes like mevushal. So the bishul is mevatel. Yesh bishul achat tzliyah. The bishul is mevatel at tzliyah. So it's, you're in violation of atechel amena, boshel mevushal. So the same over here by challah. You only chayv in challah. If it had a blila raka, you only chayv in challah if you did an afia later. So you did an afia, but then you did a bishul after the afia. So yesh bishul achar afia, it undoes the afia. So you left it, there was neither a lisha, because it was a bli laraka batter, nor was there an afia. There was an afia, but you undid the afia by doing a bisha later. So you left with, it's not called lecha. That's what Taisa said, the first pshat, that's Rashi, that matzah mubashal, this is no good, because mevatle mitoris lecha. Verime faresh, a whole different pshat. No, the mari biblila ovo. It's still going to be tain. He's thinking within the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. He was the son of the sister of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu, he goes with the Rabbeinu Tam that if you had a blila ovo and you did a bishul, it has a din lechem. It has a din lechem, but it's called matzah shira. That's what he says. Verim afarish, not like Rashi. Demar be blila ovo. And it's not psula because of a laka, din lechem, a psula mishum, matzah shira. What does it mean? Just like bishul is mevatel. Afia, the Shavu Yashira, Hanami, Korban Pesach, okay. It's Mevatel Itzlia. Okay. So that's another example of Matzah Shira. One example is Isis Shenilosha, Bein Shem and Dvash and Cholov, the Dalet Mashkim. The Rambam wrote only Dalet Mashkim, and the other Rishayim disagree with the Rambam, all May Paris. So that's one kind of Matzah Shira. Isis Shenilosha, the May Paris. Then the Matzah Mubushalis, according to the Ri, is no good because Matzah Shira. What's another? That's cholut. The Gemara has matzah shira is not good. Pat lecholut va'ashisha. Where is that? Here, yeah, that's the bottom of lamed vav amid base. Towards the bottom of lamed vav amid base. Here, yeah, the first wide line. Tan rabbanan, a little bit before. Three lines before the wide line. And lamed vav and beis. Tan rabbana lechemoni pat lecholot vala ashisha. Cholot means I have a matzah that was baked and then I cooked it afterward. That's mevushal. That's that gemara. Mem aleph and aleph that the Ri said that it's no good because matzah shira is matzah mevushal is matzah shira. So that's how he read this gemara. Pat lecholot chalita bereischem. If I cook the matzah in burning hot water, so that's a matzah shira. And then what's ashisha? Ashisha means Rashi. Gluska gedoyla, gigantic. I make a cake, very thick, a tall cake that's 4 inches tall. If it's a very tall cake, so the ashisha, if it's gigantic, is matzah ashira. It's too big as matzah ashira. How much is ashisha? So take a look, three lines from the bottom. Omer avchana baraba. Ashisha is Echa Mishisha Be'efa. Echa Mishisha Be'efa. That's very big. That's gigantic. Echa Mishisha Be'efa is very big. Nobody makes such gigantic matzahs. Nobody makes matzah like that. So we have Machmed Shulchan Aruch. It says with Machmed that you shouldn't make them too thick, that you make the matzahs very, very thin. That's a big chumra. Thinner than an etzba. Etzba means pashtus, the thickness of the thumb. Thickness of the thumb is almost an inch thick. Thickness of the thumb by the thick part. That's obike etzba. So it says in the Ramah, you shouldn't have matzahs that are thick like etzba. That's a chumra. Mikra adin, it's only if it's 4 inches thick. And it's echad mishisha be eifor. That's a gigantic matzah. So we're nowhere near that. But there's a chumra that you don't make too thick. Some people misunderstood. They thought that the Sfardim put in more water in their matzahs. So the matzahs are like bread a little bit, that it bends. It's not brittle. It doesn't crack. Ashkenazim usually eat matzahs that are brittle. If you bend it, it's going to break. And the Sfardim eat matzahs that you can bend a little bit. So some misunderstood. They thought that the Ramah says the minig by the Ashkenazim is that you eat dafke, the brittle matzahs, you don't eat the Sfardi matzahs. That's not correct. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Beferish, if you have the Sfardi matzahs, it's also good. That's not the Rambam just said it shouldn't be. It should be less than an etzba. The Sfarim matzah way less than an etzba, less than a half an etzba, less than a third of an etzba. They're also thin. They're all thin. Anyway, so those are different examples of matzah shira. Nilosh b'yayin shemen edvash is one matzah shira. Mivusheles chaluta mivusheles chalut is on lamed vav on the base and matzah mivusheles mem aleph and mem aleph the re. Then another one is ashisha. If it's too thick, it's also matzah shira. So all these are no good. Okay. Then the Gemara has a kasha. Freg the Gemara. The sover Rabbi Akiva, is it true? Rabbi Akiva really says Yitzchak Losh B'Yan Shem and the Dvash is not good. I've heard Tanya. Rabbi Akiva says he was once visiting by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Velashti lahem. He was baking matzahs for them. Isa B'Yan Shem and the Dvash Ulam Lidover. They held it's mutar lachatchila. So the Gemara says it's astira. Here Rabbi Akiva says Nilosh B'Yan Shem and the Dvash is matzah shir is no good. Here he says that it was on Pesach. And they're not worried about it. So the Gemara answers, Loi kasha, I'll be on to Rishon, I'll be on to Sheni. That whole dinner, matzah shira, is no good. That's only by the Seder. You have to eat a kazayis matzah. You can eat, during Pesach, you can eat matzah shira all you want. It's only a din for the Seder to be etzi matzah, to say the brocha. Shekirishan b'mitzah sitzvan halachilas matzah. So for the kazayish on mitzvah, you need dafke lechemoni. Matzah shira is not acceptable. That's the poshup shah. The Beis Yosef quotes that there are three shittas here. So the Pashup Shad, Yom Rishon is Lav Davke. It really means for the Kazayis Rishon. Rashi doesn't say that. Man. Rashi, the Yom Rishon, Laila HaRishon, Shamatzah Chavibin Alechem. From Rashi, it sounds like he holds the whole first night, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shira. Not only for the Kazayis Shal Mitzvah, the whole first night you can't eat. So let's say we have... Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Soloveitchik was named after Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, the Beis HaLevi. He was born many years after the Beis HaLevi passed away, so he didn't know the Beis HaLevi. He didn't know him at all. He was born years after he died. But he said over the Beis HaLevi had a chumah, he wouldn't eat Knedlach. The Hasidim don't eat Knedlach, that's Gebrox, all of Pesach, because they have a concern, they have a chumah. Maybe the matzahs weren't fully baked. Maybe part of the matzah is still raw, but all of the moisture dried out in the oven. It's hot in the oven. It evaporated. But now if you soak the raw matzah, maybe all the matzahs that we have are a little bit raw. So if you soak the matzah in water now on Pesach, it may be machmetz. So that's the whole chumra, not to have gebrox, not to put matzah in water because it may now turn into chametz. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, so they asked the chassid, so how do you chew the matzah in your mouth? Saliva is also machmetz. The Gemara says, if you have raw flour and you chew it in your mouth, the saliva will be machmetz. So he asked the chassid, Shayid, how can you eat matzah in your mouth? What about gebrox? So he said, what kind of a silly question? Esed dechaloy sase. You're allowed to eat chametz. If it's chametz and it's not matzah, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. Means that the whole thing is only a chumrah, the whole story of gebrox is only a chumrah, maybe it's raw. And so for the purpose of eating the matzah, that's not a problem. But more than the mitzvah, see, they don't eat. So let's say I have matzah, and they made matzah milk. So the Vilna Gaon didn't, anything that came from the Hasidim, the Vilna Gaon didn't hold from. So they quote that the Vilna Gaon, when they told the Hasidim, don't eat gebrox, they don't eat knedlach, because the knedlach are made from matzah milk. So he put a knedlach in the window to demonstrate to all the Jews in Vilna should know that he does believe in knedlach. He eats gebrox. He doesn't hold from this chassidish chumra. So the Beis HaLevi would eat gebrox on Pesach, but not on the first two nights of Pesach. Not on the first 2 days of Pesach. Why? Because it's a matzah mevusheles. And a matzah mevusheles is called matzah shira. And the Rambam shita, the Beis Yosef says there are three shitas here. There are three shittas. When the Gemara says, "Loi kasha ha biyantav rishon ha biyantav sheni," so the pashup shat is it means kazayis rishon, the kazayis that you said the bracha al achilas matzah shouldn't be matzah shira. And the Rambam shita is the whole first day of Pesach and Chutz Lords yantav sheni shel gal svekadin. The whole first day is a din. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira. Period. Not only that you can't be out to the mitzvah. And Rashi sounds like he holds a compromise sheet. Laila HaRishon. not only for the Kazayas mitzvah, not only can you not say the bracha al achilas matzah, al matzah shira, the whole laila harishon you can't eat. So that's why the Beis HaLevi was known as a big machmer and everything, so he wouldn't eat gebrok, so he wouldn't eat kenedlach the first 2 days of Pesach, because kenedlach ha-matzah mubushelis, and the Ri writes on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, the matzah mubushelis is matzah shira, and the Rambam says you're not allowed to have matzah shira the first 2 days, but the rest of Pesach, he would follow the gro. He would have the kenedlach, because he was a misnaget, and Valojan, they had to demonstrate that they don't hold from the chassidish minhag. So that's the Beis Yosef. He has the three pshitas over here. Loi kasha, hobi yantav rishon, hobi yantav sheni. What does it mean yantav rishon? It means kazayis mitzvah, or laila harishon, or the first day of yantav. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We will continue b'lineda on Sunday, and tomorrow maybe we'll take a break, so maybe I'll cover some Hilchas Purim. Maybe I'll cover Hilchas Purim. Purim is around the corner. Okay.